Brian, can you quite believe that last 5 minutes of that game?
I thought it was a great game from start to finish. I thought it was... it had a scintillating ending, didn't it? Yes, obviously. But I think it was a really good game. Two good teams battling it out. Nothing given, nothing taken. And I really enjoyed the game, I must admit. I'm obviously delighted we won the game. We won it, but the game itself was really interesting to be involved in.
After conceding that late equaliser, though, did you just think, oh, here we go, you know, after being in the lead for so long in that second half?
There's always time. It only takes a second to score a goal, so there's always time. And pleased for young James, because he's got a little bit of scoring form now. But it was a cool finish. We got into a great position, and I thought he wasted that position, but the ball, we got lucky that it came straight back to him.
I think they were complaining about a foul in the build-up. Did you see anything into that?
No, I didn't see anything.
Do you think you can still sort of, every time you do concede, because it's happened at Tranmere, it's happened at Shrewsbury now in terms of conceding a late equaliser, having that belief to go and get that winner even if you concede so late on, because it's happened so often?
Yeah, we've done well, many times done well coming back. In my time here, we did exactly the same done in Stevenage. And that was an important one as well. But we came back from being a goal down there. But I think it's a big win for us at this stage of the season.
Is that in terms of, as well as the opposition this afternoon, obviously with Bournemouth being in seventh place, or just a good win in general?
In general, against a good team. Yeah, without a doubt. We played a good team today who would give us serious problems all over the pitch.
How pleased are you with the way your side stood up to those challenges today?
Very pleased. Very pleased. After a difficult Tuesday night down in MK Dons, where we weren't ourselves, but we've sorted it out, got the team right, got the team selection right, which was important. And I mean, a big plus obviously was Chris Brown being available up front. That was a big plus to us. He trained first on Monday, and he's trained all week, and he's trained well. There was a slight risk to play him, but he was really confident. And obviously bringing Neil Sullivan back, who was magnificent today, Neil was. Absolutely magnificent. A young Neil Sullivan. And he played a big part in the game.
In terms of the team selection, you also named Rob Jones, obviously, as well. He was a bit of a doubt, we thought, before the game. How close was he to not playing today?
Oh, no, Rob, I mean, Rob would have gone out there with a pot, you know, with a plaster on, Rob would have gone out there. So that's testament to his powers of recovery and his willingness to want to play.
And as you mentioned, Neil Sullivan, obviously that save in the second half as well. Obviously, he made quite a few in the game, but it just shows that those are the kind of saves that can preserve a lead
it's an old adage, but it's worth a goal in saving the first half as well from a long, deep cross at the far post. Excellent save. Position, experience, just what we wanted.
How's the team after that as well? Because as you mentioned, Tuesday night, obviously a disappointment in MK Dons, and then being able to bounce back with a win is the perfect recipe, isn't it?
Yeah, without a doubt, especially against one of the top teams in the division to do that. It's absolutely vital.